Praise the Lord. Well, let's do some more praising the Lord. I feel led from the Spirit of the Lord who called the church out. Everybody, let's rally and let's praise the Lord.
That's right.
Come on, praise
That's
team. Let's right. do it.
You are God. You are not just big old. You are not just large old. You are a great God.
up your hands and praise the Lord. Come on, someone, praise. Praise him here this morning. Praise so daramo shande la po. Ah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me tell you this, praise the Lord. Some of you did not know the significance of that praising the Lord. The level to which you praise the Lord this morning is prophetic of how you are going to praise the Lord throughout the year. If you are dancing and screaming and shouting the glory, that's what will be in your house throughout this year. Amen. You will be dancing. You will be laughing in and out of church. You will be praising the Lord.
Amen.
There will be the voice of celebration.
Amen.
There will be the voice of merriment.
Amen.
There will be the voice of joy.
Amen.
Somebody ought to praise in there this morning.
Amen.
Now let's do that one more time.
Amen.
Let's do the praise one more time. Woo! Let me see it one more time. Hallelujah.
We are the chosen generation.
Revival of joy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Revival of refreshing. Times of refreshing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Times of joy and gladness.
Thank you, Jesus.
Upon the people of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Tell him how much you love him. Glory to God. Sondarea boshila kuria basa. Rebondia las. Sorobola she taraku bayaya. Yeah, he is good. He is good. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're going to be singing of the goodness of the Lord throughout this year. Your eyes will see his goodness. Your ears will hear his goodness. And your mouth will speak of his goodness. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I've got to deliver this message right now. Amen. Yes. Somebody praise him here this morning. Glory to God. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You may be seated. You may all be seated. I got to bring this word right now. Praise the Lord. Thank you, praise team. Thank you, everyone. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to do that one more time before the end of this service. Praise God. Hallelujah. This morning, joy and gladness in the house of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord is setting a table before us this year. And the Lord said unto me, Son of man, what do you see? Because, you know, I saw a table of buffet. Praise God. It's like a buffet. He had refreshing on one side. He had revivals springing up. He had restoration. He had recovery. Hallelujah. And he said, take your pick. I said, I want them all. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I love you this morning. We give you, Lord, the praise and the glory. We say, hallowed be thy name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Let's put our hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Uh-oh. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. That doesn't sound like people that love the Lord. We can do better than that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, I am going to bring a very short message today, piggyback on last week's message. I did say that I will cover the four things that the Lord showed me for the year, because I was looking for more than just, you know, physical blessings and so on, you know, and refreshing, a time of refreshing covers everything, a time of revival, time of restoration, and a time of recovery. Hallelujah. And he said, well, you will remember, you recover all. Remember, the Lord talked about the quantum leap, and we've been talking about it, praise the Lord. So, more on that this morning. I want to talk about four different things. And I also asked the Lord, I said, well, can I put, and I add increase and advancement into that? And he said, well, it's already there. Praise the Lord. You just got to look for it. So, let me address us for just a few minutes, and the Lord is setting that table before you. You take your pick, you know, and it's like a buffet. It's all you want. You know, the Bible says in the book of Habakkuk, you know, chapter 2, there is something that the Lord said there that is good for us to notice. You know, in the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, the Lord said that, look, the revelation and the knowledge of the glory of the Lord will be as the waters cover the sea. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I've often wondered what that really means. You know, when he says the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Habakkuk 2 and 14. Well, what it means is that You know, you can take your fill. It's like the glory of, you know, you will be understanding and experiencing it. You fill your life, you know, as the waters cover the sea. And you can choose to bring just a bucket, and he'll fill it. You can bring a barrel, and he'll fill it too. You can bring a water tanker or an oil tanker to the ocean. He will fill it too. Amen. And no matter how much you bring or how what the size of your container is, there is more where that came from. Amen. It's a buffet. Take all you want. Hallelujah. Take all you want. Now, it's not so pretty for the world, you know. I remember one time the Lord showed me two sets of calendars, you know. It looked too pretty for the world. But I saw something that was bright and jumping with joy. And it was the calendar for the children of God. Hallelujah. So let me talk to us briefly today about these four subjects that the Lord is calling for. Now, God is the one that appoints the times. When God says it is time, then it is time. You know, so, but the way it works is when he says it is time, then he puts it in the hearts of some people to start praying towards it. Because he said it is time. And when the time of the promise draws near, then God begins to do certain things, like quicken the hearts of some people to believe the word and to be declaring the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. And every chance I get, by the grace of God, so help me God, I will be declaring the word of the Lord. That our Lord has said it. He wants many people to publish it. Psalm 68:11 says, the Lord gave the word. And great is the company that published. I want to be among the company of publishers. Amen. Declaring the word of the Lord. Glory to God. And so, let's talk about refreshing. I'm going to just go through some scriptures real quickly because I want to do something at the end. But I want to give you these scriptures, you know, just for reference material. You know, so let's consider these scriptures. Again, remember that this is being a series on the message of the quantum leap year. And I'm closing that particular series off this year. That doesn't mean this is the last time I'll speak about it. But for now, I want to talk about, you know, refreshing. We already did a review this morning about what quantum leap means. I want to talk about refreshing and revival. In the book of Acts chapter 3, verse 19, we're told about times of refreshing. There's coming times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. Amen. Amen. I want you to be following along and answering amen if you are with me. The times of refreshing are coming from the presence of the Lord. Isaiah 57 and verse 15. I want you to read these scriptures along with me because these are the promises of the Lord. The Lord promised to revive those who are humble, whose hearts are humble before him. He said here, thus saith the Lord, the high and lofty one that he inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place. But also with him that is of a contrite and humble spirit. To revive the spirit of the humble ones. And to revive the heart of the contrite ones. And he will do it. It's going to be a true revival for us this year. Amen. In the book of Hosea, chapter 6, verses 1 to 3. He said, come now and let us return unto the Lord. You know. He has torn and he will heal us. He has smitten and he will bind us up. Verse 2 says that if, go on, verse 2, please. Hosea 6, verse 2. After 2 days, he will revive us. In the third day, he will raise us up and we'll live in his sight. Verse 3, you know, then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. His goings forth is prepared as the morning. It shall come unto us this year in the rain as the latter, the former rain upon the earth. We are believing God for it. You know, many of us have been talking about it for decades. Decades. And the Lord said to Jeremiah, he said, my zeal will perform it, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, look, what do you see? Well, he said, well, I see a sitting port. You know, I see the rod of an almond tree. I see this, I see that. He said, well, you know, the Lord said, you know, my zeal would perform it, saith the Lord. In the book of Hosea, chapter 10 and verse 12, the Lord said, it is time. Hosea, chapter 10 and verse 12. It is time for us to, you know, break up our fallow grounds. There are things that have been fallow in our lives, dormant. It is time to break those things up. Sow to yourselves in righteousness. Reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground. For it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Now, did the Lord promise righteousness or not? Well, you know, let's find out if he actually did promise this thing. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, chapter 45. And let me just read one verse for us there. Praise the Lord. Verse 8 of Isaiah 45. Drop down, ye heavens, even from above. And let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth even open up. Let them bring forth salvation, both heaven and earth. And let righteousness spring up together. For I, the Lord, have created it, saith the Lord. Amen. It is coming, and we are trusting the Lord for it. Now, Zechariah chapter 10, verse 1. You know, well, he also promised us that he's going to make bright clouds. That's Zechariah chapter 10 and verse 1. The time that God is calling for right now is a time for him to make bright clouds and give rain to every one grass in the field. But he says, ask ye the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. Now, some people don't know about these spiritual things, because we only know about material things. But I guarantee you, you know, the Spirit of the Lord is calling forth for a spiritual revival. Because he said, look, you got to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. These other things will follow, but you got to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Praise the Lord. You know, so these are some of the things that the Lord is calling for this year, and it's coming. And I'm going to go through this very quickly because I want to do something at the end. Now, in the book of Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 14, the Lord is trying to wake us up. We need to wake up, folks. You know, awake thou that sleepest, he said. First, it's a little slumber, a little sleep, a little folding of the arms. The next thing you know, if you're not careful, it comes into spiritual comatose. That's right. Spiritual comatose. I'm going to be preaching that message, you know, in the next few weeks. But the Lord told me about that. It's coming. But God needs to jar us out of that. The Lord needs to wake us up out of it, you know. But it starts with a little sleep, a little slumber, a little backsliding, a little lowering of your standards, you know, just a little bit, a little compromise, a little of this, a little of that, a little lukewarmness, you know. And then before you know it, you're not as on fire as you were before. You know what happens when you put hot water and cold water together? You know, the hot water becomes lukewarm. It just doesn't taste good anymore. Well, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead. Spiritual comatose, and Christ shall give you life. Can you say praise the Lord? Now, there's going to be restoration and recovery. Restoration is, you know, bringing back something that was there, but that was lost. You know, something you lost. The Lord said, I will restore. And something that was taken from you, the Lord said, you will recover all. Amen. And David was a man that did not want to lose anything. The devil came in the form of a lion and took one of the kids, the little lamb or sheep that was in his flock. He actually took it. It's not that he didn't take it. He took it. A lion actually took it. But David went after him. Hallelujah. And not having what's mine. No, oh, oh, oh. No, no, no. Give back. Hallelujah. I got into a fist fight with the lion and he came out a winner. Amen. Now, one day a bear also rose up against him. I mean, took one of the things. He challenged the bear. Give back. The thing rose up against, pounded his chest like that. And David, he got the better of that thing. You know, he wasn't someone that's going to let anyone take what belongs to him. And we find out that the story in Ziklag, in 1 Samuel chapter 30, the first 6 verses, the enemy had come in and taken everything that belonged to David and his men. You know, the Amalekites, they invaded the south, they invaded Ziklag, they smote the place, they burned the place down, they carried away their women, their sons, daughters, and they didn't kill any of the people, but they carried them away captives. And then when David came there, he cried unto the Lord. You know, and everybody else cried. Now, they actually wanted to kill, stone David, because look, we followed you to the war that doesn't even concern us, and look at what happened to us now. So they wanted to kill him. Yeah, they wanted to stone him. But he encouraged himself in the Lord. Amen. The Bible says that David encouraged himself in the Lord. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? I will yet praise him for the light of his countenance. Now, David, you know, his soul could be cast down at different times, but he's not going to remain cast down. That's the difference, you know. Everybody gets cast down at one time or the other. But I was telling some folks, I said, look, why is it that, you know, you are feeling so good, you are everything looking so well, looking so bright and up, one day, and you go to sleep, you wake up the next morning, heavy. You're just heavy. I mean, it's like as if the whole, everything just got crashing down. But you were excited and happy and everything yesterday. You know, because this soul is up and down like that, you know. But you got to put the soul in its place. Hallelujah. You got to tell your soul, we're not doing any of that gloomy stuff today. We are rejoicing in the Lord. Hallelujah. But there's coming restoration and there's coming revival for the people of God. Let's read it. Chapter 2, verses 23 to 27. The Lord promised that he will restore. You know, he said, look, I will restore, saith the Lord, and my people shall never be ashamed. He said it multiple times. I will restore. The thing, the years, the cankerworm, caterpillar, the locust have eaten, I will restore, saith the Lord. That's Joel 2, chapter 23 to verse 27. The things that the enemy has taken, the Lord said he will restore. He's going to bring back also the former, the latter rain together in one month. Now, the former rain is the planting rain. And the latter rain is the harvest rain. And usually there are many months apart. Can even be 9 months or even sometimes a whole year, depending on the cycle, you know. But the Lord said this time around, you know, the harvester will even overtake the planter. Hallelujah. At the same time that you are planting, you are reaping. Because the Lord will make a quick, short walk. It's called a quantum leap. Hallelujah. You know, it's not a long, drawn out, and so forth. Because God also needs to give us, you know, a refreshing. You know, many of us are labored and are heavy laden. But the Lord said, I will give you a refreshing. Praise the Lord. So, recovery is coming. Yeah, some stories in the Bible that I want to share. I already shared some on New Year's Eve. But, you know, here is another one which I have alluded to the last time. The Shunammite woman that lost everything for 7 years. In 2 Kings chapter 8 verses 1 to 6, she recovered everything because the Lord was good to her. Now, in Isaiah chapter 43, like I said, I'm doing this very quickly because I want to do something. In Isaiah 43 verses 18 to 19, the Lord promised something remarkable. Now, sometimes we read these promises, and because we are so familiar with them, they don't make any impact. You know, people hear the same things, and it makes no impact at all. But suddenly, it might make impact on somebody. And that's a big difference. Adam was there. You know, every one of them, all the generations until Enoch, they saw the same thing. What are those cherubims doing over there with the drawn sword? Adam told them the same stories. Made no impact. They went on their way. One man came along. He heard the same stories. What was going on there? Well, son, you know, this and that. And I said, we're waiting to die. Waiting to die? You mean you have all those things? You had all those things, all that power we got, and we can't have any more? Well, I'm sorry, son. God said, the day we do it, we will die. He said, well, you are not dead yet. Said, well, we're waiting to die. The young man said, well, we'll see about that. Hallelujah. He made an impact. All the other ones, he made no impact at all. And they were all waiting to die. And they all died. That's right. But one of them said, well, we will see about that. He said, well, you can't go in there. I said, well, we'll find out about that. Yeah, I'm either going in there, or what's in there is coming to me. But I'm going to seek the Lord. I'm going to find out for myself this thing. Hallelujah. His name was called Enoch. You know, and he began to walk with God. You know, it didn't matter what all the others did. It didn't matter whether Adam wants to die. It didn't matter whether every one of them wants to die. This man is going to figure something out. He's going to search and seek out the Lord. Now, every time we come out here and we say these things, you know, some people say, oh, yeah, you know, oh, wonderful sermon. Well, that's it. You know, wonderful sermon, and that's it. And you move on. Every one of them say, wonderful story, you know, grandpa, and they moved on. But one person, it made a difference. And when he made a difference, he was the one that engaged in the spirit. Jesus said in John chapter 6 and verse 63, he said, look, the flesh profits nothing. It is the spirit that quickens. Now, what does the flesh profit nothing mean? It means you can hear something in the flesh and it makes no difference, makes no impact. All these things we are saying, just hear it in the flesh, you make no impact. Unless you engage in the spirit. Now, when you engage in the spirit, it will quicken you. It will bring something alive. It will awaken you out of slumber. To awaken you out of sleep. And that's the thing. And I've been praying about it. That some people will catch this thing in the spirit. And they will be awakened out of slumber. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, all we need is one more son of God to shake this world. We had one that shook the world till this day. You know, we're still waiting. You know, we got tons of apostles, tons of prophets, tons of pastors, tons of evangelists and teachers. But that's not what the world is waiting for. The world is waiting for sons of God. And that's why those apostles, prophets, pastors, all of them, myself included, they've not been able to pull it off. But something unique and extraordinary is about to happen. And ladies and gentlemen, I am not going to die in this wilderness. And a lot of people that came out of Egypt, they died in the wilderness, all of them. Because they did not sanctify the word of promise in their hearts, you know, and then they died in the wilderness, you know, but I'm not dying in this wilderness, folks. I'm going for the promised land. Amen. That's a promise that God has given. Hallelujah. And the Lord said in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 12, verses 25 and 28, the word that I have given will no longer be prolonged. This is the time that I will do it. Now he said, in your days, I will give the word and I will also perform. He called them rebellious house. But we don't want to be called rebellious house, do we? No. Therefore say unto them, said the Lord, that my word shall no longer be prolonged. But the words that I have spoken, look, it has been prolonged. Ladies and gentlemen, since the 70s, I have been talking about something that the Lord is going to do. You know, and this is the problem. We're always talking about great things that the Lord did in the past and incredible things that the Lord is going to do in the future. And we miss the day of our visitation. We always miss it. Well, all the great things God did in the past, all the wonderful things he's going to do in the future. What about right now? Am I a God afar off, saith the Lord, and not even a God in the now? Am I only a God in the past and a God in the future? What about right now? Hallelujah. So now is the day of salvation. Today is the acceptable time. And if you will hear his voice today, harden not your hearts. You know, enough time may pass and the Lord may say, well, that's it. You know, I'll just close the mouth of the speaker, close the eye of the visionary, and just shut things up. Because, you know, I'm rising up early, sending to them, talking to them, and they're not listening. I'm done. But no, one person will listen. And if one person listens, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 7, that one person listened. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not yet seen, he moved with fear. He constructed an ark to the saving of his household. Now, this act, by the which act, he condemned the rest of the world. All that God needs is one person to believe. And God always has a remnant. Hallelujah. Will you be that one person that will believe? And he became heir of righteousness, which is by faith. And everybody said, well, come on now. You know, it's never rained before. Who ever heard of such a thing? Well, nobody was laughing the day he went inside the ark. And God closed the doors. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know, many people knew these things in the day of Christ. The scribes, everybody, they knew it. They could quote the scriptures backwards. They knew everything. But he came right point blank under their noses. And they missed it. Even though they were quoting the scriptures. Even though they knew that, you know, thou Bethlehem, O Ephratah, out of thee shall come forth. Don't, you know, even though thou be smallest among the cities of Judah, Micah 5 and verse 2, they knew it. Yet out of thee shall come forth one that will be governor among my people, whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting. They knew these things. But when he came, they missed it. You know, because they only knew it in the flesh. They did not engage the word of the Lord in the spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot, what God is saying to us this year, you cannot experience it in the flesh. You can't do it. You've got to experience it in the spirit. Because, just like the Bible, he said these things are spiritually discerned. You know, written by the Spirit of God and also spiritually discerned. Spoken by the Word of God, by the Spirit of God, and must be spiritually discerned. Now, in the book of Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6, we are told that it is not by might and it's not by power, but it's going to be by the Spirit of the Lord. And in Isaiah chapter 60 verse 22, he says, a small one will become a little one shall become a thousand. That's a quantum leap. And a small one shall become a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it. Praise God. Now, you know, are you believing? The driving force this year behind what God is saying and will be doing is the believing. And every chance I get, whatever platform I'm on, whether here, whether Clubhouse or wherever, I'm going to be declaring this thing. I will be declaring the word of the Lord. You know, and my prayer is, let me be first partaker. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because look, time no longer. Now, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 54, verses 1 to 4, and after I read this, then I'm going to pray, and we're going to do something here. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 54, verses 1 to 4, sing, O barren, thou that is not bare, break forth into singing, and cry aloud, thou that is not travail with child, you know, for many are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Verse 2, enlarge the place of your tent. I gave you the scriptures last week. You know, and let them stretch forth the curtains of your habitation. Spare not. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. Why? Because thou shalt break forth on the right hand, and thou shalt break forth on the left hand, and your seed will inherit the Gentiles. Hallelujah. You're going to even make desolations to come alive again. You know, the abundance of the seas will be converted unto you. In dromedaries and troops will they come over. The merchandise of Ethiopia, the labor of Egypt, secret riches of hidden places, treasures of darkness. God will bring it. It's coming, folks. You know, and as we say, and we say, if the Lord will open the windows of heaven, shall this thing be? Well, the prophet said to him, inasmuch as you said that about the word of the Lord, the Lord will indeed do it, but you will not taste of it. You will see it, but you won't taste of it. And of course, he saw it, and all the people trampled him down, and he died. And he didn't taste of it, because he did not sanctify the word of the Lord in his heart. And in fact, he thought, can the Lord do that? Well, the Lord will do it, and then some, because he's able to do exceeding abundantly and above. Praise the Lord. You break forth on the right, you break forth on the left. Praise God. You know, you are actually going to break forth, you know. We've been talking about it since last year. Some people actually started to emerge. And as the Lord showed me, yes, they did. But they started in the spirit. They tried to accomplish it in the flesh, and it didn't work. Or they started in the spirit. They promised God, if you do this and you do that, I will do the other thing. And they didn't do it after God did that. And the Lord said, you know, it is better in Ecclesiastes chapter, you know, 5. He said, look, it's better for you not to, you know, vow something, or to vow than not to do it. Because the Lord, why should he be angry at thy works? You know, many people say, well, Lord, if you do this, I will do that. And then the Lord did that, but they didn't do that. So don't let your mouth cause your flesh to sin. Be careful what you say. You know, pay your vows. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, last but not the least, I want to say to us that it is the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. Luke chapter 12 and verse 32. It is the Father's good pleasure. And it is not something that he wants to withhold from us. He wants to give us this kingdom. And Jesus went ahead and said in Luke 22 and verse 29. Listen, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus said this. I appoint unto you a kingdom, even as my Father has appointed unto me. Now, if God appointed it to Christ, and Christ appointed it to us, well, I want to see the benefits, the full benefits of that kingdom. And this is the year, in Jesus' name. Amen. The beginning of the years shall it be unto you. Now, let's stand up, and we are going to pray. I want the praise team back here. Praise the Lord. There is something that the Lord is doing this year. Some of you may already be feeling it. Elijah said, praise team can come back to the stage. Elijah said, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. You know, and I am asking the people, well, can you smell what the Lord is cooking? Well, I can smell it. Can you smell it? He's cooking it, and he's going to serve it. Hallelujah. You know, I can feel it, I can smell it, and it is coming. And I want to be right in the middle of it, Praise God. I don't want to miss anything that the Lord is doing. Do you? No. This is not something. Don't be told what the Lord is going to be doing this year. Don't be told. You be the one that will be telling. Hallelujah. I don't want to be told. Of course, I want to hear the testimonies. But I'm not just going to be told. As you are telling, I'll be telling my own. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. You know, and I'll tell you something too. You know, and I told some of my folks on our Clubhouse platform this. You know, I had to repent of this thing because, you know, I got to a point where I thought, well, you know, I'm good. One time Elijah, you know, he asked the woman, go ask this woman, Elisha. Yes, ask this woman. What does she want? Will she be spoken to by the king or what? She said, look, I'm good. I dwell in the midst of my own people. I'm good. I'm all right. Nothing. You know, and I used to think that, but here is the way the Lord said it. In the book of Psalm 116, here's what he said. He said, you know, Psalm 115, he said, the Lord will increase you more and more, you and your children. Psalm 115 and verse 14. You know, it came to a point I thought, well, come on now. I mean, I don't need any increase. My children are the ones that need increase. I mean, look at me. I'm going to be 70 years old already. What kind of increase do I need? And the Lord said, that's where you falter, and that's where you're wrong. Because I said, you and your children. I didn't just say your children. And I said, oh, hallelujah. Amen. So I'm in a posture right now for increase.
Amen.
I'm in posture for advancement.
Amen.
You know, and I said, but there's a different kind of increase that I'm actually looking for. But, you know, I want to see righteousness. I want to see salvation rain down from heaven. And if the Lord chooses to increase me on that side too, I'll take it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's stand to our feet now. Amen. Now, there's a song that they used to play that said, well, you know, praise the Lord to your mega miracles or whatever. Look, praising the Lord with all your strength is going to be something that we need to learn to do. We haven't figured it out yet. David knew it. In fact, when the Lord brought restoration, I had you do a little practice here this morning. When the Lord brought the ark back, David cast off his garments,
mm-hmm.
the crown, the kingly robe,
mm-hmm.
and all the things that was bothering him because he needed to get down. He needed to praise the Lord. And he praised the Lord with all his might. The Bible says he danced before the Lord with all his might. Praise God. Yeah, that's why the Lord said, this man is a man after my heart. And upon his throne, I will set forever. Praise God. Now, mm-hmm. I want us to praise the Lord some more. While you are praising the Lord, I want the praise team to, you know, give us another rally. While you're praising, I'll be praying. I'm not calling anybody for prayer, but I'll be praying while you're praising the Lord. And I'm asking the Lord, you know, by what measure they meet out in praise, meet out the same measure in increase and in blessings to them. Amen.
Amen.
You know, some people say, well, you know, I'm a mellow person. Mellow. The Bible says, shout unto God with a voice of triumph.
That's right.
Make a loud noise and rejoice Amen. And sing praise. What's mellow about that? You know, come to the Lord with the loud cymbals. Let all the loud cymbals, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. You know, praise the Lord upon the loud cymbals. Praise the Lord upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When we know how to put the high praises of God in our mouth, then he'll give you a sharp two-edged sword. Hallelujah. But first, the high praises of God. Now, let's praise the Lord some. We got a few minutes here. Let's praise the Lord some. Hold the offering for just a minute. You know, we'll do that in a few minutes. But I want people to praise the Lord. Go ahead. Let's
Your
praise the Lord.
Your name is highly lifted. set up above every other name will say.
Long deserve the praise.
Your name is highly lifted up above every other name will say.
You alone deserve the praise.
You are the same yesterday, today and forevermore. Say.
Still celebrate. the goodness of the Lord. But I'll tell you something about this song real quickly. This is the second time I'm hearing this song today. You know, and you will not imagine who sang that song on our clubhouse platform this morning. A black American. She didn't even know the meaning of the song. I had to be, can you imagine me translating this thing to her? I had to be saying, you know, Nara Kelemo, you know, I give you my thanks. I have to be telling her, you know, she said, wow, you know. He said, well, I thought it meant worship. I said, well, same thing. You know, so anyway, I was winging it. But, you know, she come on the stage and she sang this song. My goodness. And there was some anointing when she sang that song. And I said, wow. It's somebody who doesn't even know. She said, look, I don't know the song, but every time I hear it, it draws me in. Hallelujah. Man. Praise God. You know, and I enjoyed it. So thank you for singing that. It blessed my heart.